thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 9th of October, 2024. Happy Beer and Pizza Day. Also, a heads up that tomorrow's date is 10-10, which is National Shift 10 Day. And no, it's not the day to press Shift 10 on your computer, although you should try it and see what happens. It's actually another shop local reminder, a call to shift 10% of your budget to local businesses. Unfortunately, these days, after seeing a lot of the property tax increases that people are getting hit with, it should probably be an awareness day that our government feels like it's the increase they're entitled to take from you. Disappointingly, that's my segue for us to jump into some news together. Let's start off in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where a case this morning challenged a Governor Evers partial veto that turned two consecutive years of spending increases into over 400 consecutive spending increases. The debate was very lawyerly, debating multiple points. On both sides, the justices were again direct and unfiltered. At one point, Justice Ann Bradley told the lawyer that is trying to strike down the veto, quote, "Your argument is absurd." To the lawyer defending the veto, here are some quotes from some of the justices. Quote, "We have legal scholars and others that look at what we do in our body of case law and they think it's crazy. We allow governors to unilaterally create law that has not been proposed to them at all. It's a mess of this court's making and our body of cases is inconsistent." Another quote, "The argument you're making is, hey court, you historically have blessed this, so you must continue to bless it. I don't buy that because what has happened is the governor is becoming the most powerful person in this state, arguably to make the law whatever he declares." So, my simple interpretation when reading the room is this. The justices are saying that the specific argument against the veto is not that strong. But on the other hand, the pendulum has swung too far and the checks and balances are no longer a check and way out of balance. The justices read the room correctly, saying that the court is at a crossroads here with this decision. What the court has done has ruled that the legislature has overreached its authority. They've come to that conclusion multiple times recently. Maybe this is the time the governor's office is the one that gets held in check. In other news, the politics of schools is taking a couple twists and turns. Jill Underly is up for re-election next April. And in the last election, she was backed by WEAC, the statewide teachers union, but that is gone. She now has a challenger, and that challenger has WEAC's endorsement instead. And recent open records requests will not do her any favors when going up against that challenger. To summarize what I've seen so far, she was frustrated and unhappy with a proposal to change test scores and standards because it even confused her. So, of course, it would confuse parents too. But they're changes that she ultimately approved. So, unfortunately, in today's environment of media and social platforms, I think it's a scenario that can be negatively interpreted 1,000 different ways. That's going to be the argument. But what is the real reason? I think it's money. When Underly's department submitted their budget request, they basically didn't ask for more money. Their current budget is $17.79 billion, and they asked only for an increase of $12.9 million in total. That doesn't match the narrative of the schools are underfunded and need more money. So, my simple interpretation is this. In the ever-shifting landscape of money, power, and politics, Jill Underly will probably be reassigned from education advocate to education scapegoat. And finally, keeping with the theme of the narrative of more money, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway held a press conference recently saying that local municipalities are underfunded and the limits on tax levies are creating hardships. My simple interpretation is this. At the end of the day, Government is motivated to take and spend your money. Political parties have different ideas or priorities on how and how much. And depending on the department, they have different priorities on how much and how important their reasons are. But the state budget hasn't stayed flat or gone down more than once in decades. The state budget went from $89 to $100 billion. So don't be distracted by a $7 million surplus in a $100 billion budget. It's a bug on your windshield. Shift 10 literally happened last budget. And the next one is right around the corner. And in closing, I will leave you with a quote from Paul Elam, and it's what I hope every citizen and branch of government considers when considering the analogy of choosing the red pill or the blue pill to inform how someone sees the world. Quote, "The red pill is about looking at these issues in an honest way, even when it's uncomfortable." Unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every autumn color loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.